News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So, yeah, Copper, I got weird just going on here. The microphone's not coming through the headphones. I don't think I'm talking in a bubble. What's happening to me? I don't know what's going on over here. We got technical stuff. Oh, well, we're still on the air, so that's always good. I'll just let that ride. Just listen to myself without the headphones. But, hey, yeah, so listen, I got to tell you guys, if you like the stuff you're hearing on this show, if you want to know more about what we do, the way to take care of that is go to rightsideradio.org. That's our website. Copper and I have all of our stuff on there. Birdman's on there. Things that we write are on there. Our podcast is on there. I was telling Copper earlier, we are just a little margin away from 45,000 downloads of the podcast. That's just still boggling my mind. Still have the second biggest audience being in California. Hello, California. We're glad you're on board. I feel like we're doing mission work in a foreign land with that one. But yeah, rightsideradio.org. All kinds of stuff on there. Not the least of which is the fact that from anywhere in the whole wide world, you can go to the World Wide Web, click on rightsideradio.org. And if you find yourself getting outside of AM, FM capabilities here at WVNN, doesn't matter. You just click on Listen Live at the website. And yes, no matter where you is, there we is what I like to say. So that's why we have people that listen all over the place. Who was it, Copper? We had somebody the other day that said they have a friend in Australia that listens to the show.
Ah, that's right. Or no, it wasn't even a friend. She just met him randomly in the airport. And they somehow were both Right Side Ruffians.
Right Side Ruffians from Australia. I love it. Okay, that's great. But that only happens. That only happens because of the website. So the Listen Live option is on that website. By the way, along with the Right Side Store. You know where I'm going with this. Yes, we have coffee mugs. Yes, we have t-shirts. Yes, we have stickers. Yes, we have other stuff. But we also have Right Side Socks. I don't know. Has anybody ordered? I forgot to bring your socks to you again, Copper. Mm. Charlene's going to shoot me.
Are you wearing yours right now?
This particular moment, I'm not. But I should have, because I had like two or three pairs in the drawer this morning when I got dressed. But Right Side Socks. I mean, who doesn't need Right Side Socks? I just love that. All right. Rightsideradio.org. That's where you can find us. A lot of things happening in the news right now. I'm curious about where this is really going to go. But this Office of Disinformation that we keep talking about, the Disinformation Board being formed by the Department of Homeland Security, which has a lot of people really up in arms, me included. So I did, you know, I do these things on social media, usually on the weekends. The nifty little thing we call it is Sunday Philosophy. You like that, Copper?
That's great.
Philosophy.
Nice.
So anyway, the little minute-long videos. And the one I did this weekend on this very issue was to basically say, like I said a moment ago in my monologue, this is not normal. I'm going to tell you, folks, this is not one that you need to sit back and go, huh, what do you know about that? Hope it doesn't go too bad. Hope it doesn't go too bad. It needs to get gone. It needs to be done. It needs to be burned down now. And so I'm not usually one to just get up in arms like that, but I am on this one. And it is kind of beyond the pale that the Department of Disinformation, Office of Disinformation, Disinformation Governance Board, whatever they're going to call themselves, that they literally are setting themselves up, kind of like what I said in my monologue, as the arbiters of truth. They will decide, oh, that's disinformation. Who decides? Now, by the way, when you go on social media, you can choose not to read it. When you go on social media, you can choose not to click. When someone sends you a friend request, you don't have to take it. And by the way, there's a lot of stuff out there. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I delete posts, or not posts, but delete accounts that are trying to friend me on Twitter or wherever else. It's obvious they're not real, or it's obvious I don't want them on my feed. And you can also mute them. You can decide not to hear them. But folks, government should never be in the role of deciding what we're allowed to think or say. It's a recipe for disaster. So the next part of that video, I said there's two things here. One is recognize this is not normal. This is not something that should be casually taken as just one more thing that government does. No, this is wrong. And then number two, this is also one to do something about. This is, if I had to pick an issue that's popped up in the last 6 months that I would say, this is one of those you need to call your congressman. This is one of those where you need to, you know, write to your senator. This is one of those where you need to, you know, actually, you can email the White House, believe it or not. This is one of those things where you make yourself known. This is one of those where you literally call the radio show or where you write the op-ed for the local paper. Because if we sit still on this one, I am not kidding. If we sit still on this one, if we decide not to speak, then we may find later on we have no choice but to not speak because we're no longer allowed to speak because we let it get too far down the road. This one needs to be killed early. And I don't mean like a little slow death. Don't let this thing start, because you know what happens. Once something gets built in government, it's hard to get rid of it. Better to go ahead and root this thing out immediately before it has a chance to fully take root, or we're going to be dealing with it for a long time to come. And here's my next question on this. So do the Democrats not think for a second that they would be screaming if this was the Trump administration doing this? Just really? Yeah. So all said and done, okay, let's assume for a second that this office gets built. So in a couple years when Trump or DeSantis or whoever takes office, because that's what's going to happen, who do we want to see appointed by the Republican side? Well, I'm going to be honest with you, nobody. I don't care what administration, what party, what political persuasion, they do not need to have an office of disinformation run by government. There's that. All right. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.